Well, good evening, gentlemen. Now, it's very hot in the UK. It must be about 31 degrees at the moment, and humid. But that doesn't stop me making videos. Admittedly, my PC is running a little bit on the hot side. But I've got a couple of news items here, and I thought we'd kind of look at them and kind of read between the lines. And I'll put the links down below, of course. And the first news item is about this entitled female. Ooh, how do you know she's entitled? Well, it's just a wild guess of mine. Yeah, she don't look entitled at all, does she? She sure does think she's a goddess. Now, we've all seen femmes act entitled, haven't we, guys? But they even act more entitled if they have a child in tow. They can be very goddamn obnoxious. This one had a child in tow and was pregnant at the same time. So, of course, she thought herself super entitled. Because no other femme on the planet has ever been pregnant before. But anyway, her and her husband and a disabled child, which apparently she has, were booked on a flight from Belfast to Ibiza. But they caused a kind of ruckus just to check in. And then when they took their seats, the femme, this femme, asked the stewardess to find a place for her bag and to put it in the overhead bin. I don't know, maybe she'd like somebody to manicure her feet at the same time. But it's not up to the stewardess or steward to put the bags in the overhead bins. But she said her husband was busy, because she already had her husband looking after the disabled child. But of course this femme is pregnant, so she can't do anything herself. And she seems to mention that all the time. And if the stewardess was a male or a gay guy, as a lot of times they are, it may have worked. But this was another femme. Anyway, the way this femme tells it, she was very polite and everything, but the stewardess was rude. Really, in fact, I bet it was the other way round. She obviously expected this stewardess to act like her husband and do everything she asks. Anyway, I guess it got to a point and the stewardess must have told the captain, and the captain asked everybody to leave the flight, disembark, so they could remove these people from the plane, and then the people can get back on. Now, this entitled femme says she's going to sue. And that she felt pains in her stomach after the altercation. You see how she's trying to milk she's pregnant? Hey, that's kind of funny. She said she was very heavily pregnant. Really, she was due in about 5 weeks. But to be honest, femmes have been having babies ever since the beginning of time. And this older stewardess probably had a baby herself and was wondering why this femme was acting in such a princess manner. What I believed happened is this femme was rude. And the stewardess wasn't having any of it. She's not there to be treated like a dog's body. A spokesman for EasyJet said they will not tolerate abusive people towards customers or to their staff. And I quite agree with that. Of course, this femme now is expecting to get a payout. And I hope she gets absolutely nothing. And you can imagine what her husband's like. She says, jump. And he says, how high, honey? Hell, the femme stewardess has probably got more balls than he has. Ooh, that didn't sound right. Moving on. Now here's a picture of a femme being arrested. Now I know she looks like she's the victim, but in fact she's the perpetrator. She was a teacher at a school for 9 and 10-year-olds, and she befriended the boys to play games online and started sending them sordid pictures of her and requesting sexual favours. She's actually being charged with 1 count of rape of a minor. Then she could face, so they say, 25 years in jail. So that means probably 2 years probation. This femme is 38 years old, doesn't say if she's married or not, but apparently it had been going on for quite some time. And there's a lot more victims coming forward. And if you think about it, she's 38 years old. Has she just started doing this sort of thing? I doubt it. And I really hope for once the femme gets the same as a man would get, but I very much doubt it. And, of course, here's her mugshot. Looks just a little bit rough there, doesn't she? But that's the sympathy look, you see. The victim look. And, of course, femmes have only just recently started doing this, haven't they? Wrong. People only started looking. As many, many years ago, there wasn't even considered that a femme would do such a thing. That's how their fake persona works for them. Please, take her picture away from me. Now here's another picture, funny enough, on a plane. Now some people are on a flight to New Zealand, and I believe it was 12 to 13 hour flight, and there was a dog on board. It was an emotional support dog, I mean, really? Dog's not allowed on the flights. It's an emotional support dog. Oh, okay, no problem. And that's how the wokeness is so stupid. But anyway, the people next to the dog had to put up with him farting, apparently, and dribbling all over a guy's leg. And apparently they had to listen to this dog snorting for at least 13 hours. As you know, these types of dogs find it hard to breathe. And they do snort a lot, and dribble a lot, and I presumably fart a lot. Hey, Sir Lancelot, where's Fart a Lot?
He's on the toilet.
Oh, but have you heard anything more ridiculous, eh? Oh, I got something else. I heard this stripper from Ukraine. She calls herself the emotional support stripper. Yeah, right. Actually, every guy should have a emotionally support stripper. Then if he gets a bit stressed at any time, he could say, go on, love, do your thing. Oh, yeah, now I feel better. Of course, in a sane, logical world, they just tell him to bugger off. But as we're living in a woke nightmare, can I bring this gun on the plane? Oh, I know what you're thinking. This is an emotional support gun. I just have to have it near me. Here's my doctor's note. Crazy, eh, guys? Crazy. Remember the double standards, guys? If you screw around on your wife, you should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. You are a disgusting human being. You can't even keep it in your pants. If a femon screws around on her husband, it's because he didn't pay enough attention to her. You take it easy now.